And okay. I would just like to add, I'm grateful for anybody else who wants to work on this with us. If there are people who have thoughts or concerns about the bylaws or particular bylaws but aren't prepared to commit to this committee, I'm wide open to ideas, so please feel free to send any thoughts or concerns or suggestions my way, and I'll bring them up where they sit in the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Susan, I heard your voice.
You heard
No, it wasn't Eileen. It wasn't me.
Oh, it was Eileen? Go ahead, Eileen.
Yes, sir. Yeah, first of all, Michael, which subcommittee did you want to say you were interested in? I wasn't clear on that.
Oh, the subcommittee of our committee to look at possible bylaw revisions, and I see that
okay,
combined with the review of the adopted policies and resolutions.
Yeah. Okay, and thank you. And then I don't actually see them as the same thing. A lot of what is in C is kind of more, I'd say, operational, perhaps. But, you know, maybe we need to work on defining what those things are. Maybe that could be in that bylaws committee, for starters. It would be 7C2. Because I don't think all of that goes into bylaws. Some of them are, you know, way specific. I'll stop there.
Okay. Nancy, I heard your voice.
I was listening to Eileen. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Some of the resolutions that have been passed through the years, they could qualify possibly to become a bylaw. So we could be sort of putting a list of our want to put on the next bylaw amendment process. That's all.
So okay.
So Beth and Nancy Michael and Eileen.
Okay, who
did? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Could I get that repeated?
Please repeat yourself.
Okay, I said some of the resolutions that have been passed by the PMB that we've sort of forgotten about because, you know, we haven't kept a list up of everything, but we have some people have worked hard and made lists of it. But some of those could qualify as a new bylaw. Instead of just staying as a resolution, it could go into the bylaws and not be forgotten so easily. So, yeah. Anyway, that's all.
Michael, right to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael. You have the floor.
I would also point out that that's a two-way street, that there are things, you know, we know that our bylaws are very long, and there are things that are currently in the bylaws that could be, shunted out, removed to being dealt on a policy level so that they're easier to change and deal with. So, it's a shuffling back and forth in terms of what should be in the bylaws and what should maybe be put in policy level.
May I ask who was that speaking?
Michael White. Michael D. White.
Thank
Michael
you.
White.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good point. Thank you.
WBAI. Okay.
Carol, for the staff.
Go ahead, Carol.
Okay.
And then Eileen.
Yeah, I know that as a local station board secretary, often, you know, I go back and research things through the past minutes or the audio recordings to find, you know, resolutions or when somebody was on a board or left a board or different things. And so, but it might be good. There's also like policies like the Pacifica Employee Handbook, all of the, different documents related to some of the labor issues. So it seems to me like it might be also helpful for item C for us to take some time to brainstorm about what kinds of policies we're talking about as a governance at a governance meeting to, you know, talk about that to support the work of that committee.
Thank you, Carol. Hold on, Arlene. James, can you give me a time check on the item? It was 20 minutes.
Yes, Lawrence, we're at 14 and a half minutes.
Okay. Arlene, you have the floor.
Well, I'm kind of looking at these three things, the bylaws review and policies and resolutions, and also the documents subcommittee. They definitely overlap, and I'm wondering about the best way to take them on so that we're not all either duplicating work or our work is done in harmony. Maybe we should have some kind of, I would be willing to have a separate meeting for us to go over some of these things and figure out how to parse them and divide them up or put them together. I don't know if there would be, it sounds like, I think Michael said he'd be interested in that. I think everybody who mentioned anything in the past 5 minutes would be interested. Beth and Nancy, Michael, and myself.
So should we
get something started there and then
if I could just
see what we can define?
Go ahead, then, Arlene. Are you done?
Go ahead.
Thank
and
you.
And maybe Carol, too.
Okay, so I see items 7, A, B, and C as being almost in chronological order. They do overlap. I think they should all be taken up as one item with those individual points, bylaws review subcommittee, documents, you know, you have to know what you're collating and what you put in chronological order. And then once you have that, you have policies and resolutions, conciliation and review. So I would suggest that those three, A, B, and C, be one subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be willing to volunteer as well. Okay. Okay, so I did make, I guess, somewhat of a motion, and I don't know. Can I make motions, Ted, as the chair? Or
so move. Whatever it was you said, Lawrence.
Yes, you can, Lawrence. James.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
okay,
I'm sorry, I was muted, and yes, you can not only make motions, you can also debate motions, but you can't speak any more than anyone else.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate that. Okay, so are there any objections to collating A, B, and C together as outlined on the agenda? Okay, hearing no objections, we'll go to item D, which is allotted 15 minutes, and that's your item, Carol. You wanna motivate?
Yes. So there are two issues that I would like us to talk about. The first issue is about how we post meetings, because some of the stations are doing Zoom. We had a situation with the KPFA LSB meeting that we, because of public comments, we did post the call-in information, and then that was what they call Zoom bombed, and we got a lot of profanity and interruption that could not be muted by Zoom. And so I wanted to see if the PMB or the Governance Committee has any recommendations for how we are posting and handling public comments. And before we went on the stream, Otis, who's our DPB person and who officer and who also helps post with posting of meetings, he said that it is posting of meetings is legal if you just have an open meeting. you don't have to, you can put an email, and people who want to have a public comment can email to get the call-in information or something like that. So I wondered how other stations are handling it, and I wondered if there is a policy about open meetings and public comment.
90 seconds.
Thank you.
Eileen, I'm a yield to you because you are a minister, the maestro on the PNB. You want to share some thoughts with Carol?
I don't really have a lot to say on this exact topic. At PSW, we did let people call in. We had a couple of people for community comments, but we didn't get. Was that on Maestro or Zoom? I don't even remember. I think it was Zoom. No, I think we're all trying to work this out, and it's no policy has been set yet. I think maybe, you know, Otis along with some other people need to kind of look at the pros and cons of how things are working and how they could work during the time of coronavirus. Until we can have in-person meetings again.
Point of inquiry, Michael White.
Go ahead, Michael, you have the floor.
I wonder who among us is a good Zoom expert, because I don't consider myself to be such. But with WBAI, I think before the meeting began that one of the LSBs had thousands of people, but we didn't have thousands of people. We had maybe a dozen or so coming in. But I think we had set it up so that people could be excluded from the meeting via Zoom. We could do a mute all and then set it up so that various people could come in, so that would prevent a bombing. But is there anyone in our discussion who's particularly informed and adroit on handling Zoom who could explain what the options are?
Can I want to speak to this because Susan, we had issues with Zoom at the KPFK LSB meeting, and we switched over to Maestro. And for public comment, there was a designated number. And with Maestro, I believe you can mute, right, Eileen?
You can, but I've had problems with it.
Oh, yeah.
We start the meeting with everybody unmuted, and then they can mute themselves and unmute themselves. But if they mute themselves, I have to then ask them to unmute themselves if I want them to. If I mute them because they're crinkling papers or something, I cannot then unmute them myself. It's a little baffling, and I'm not liking it very much, frankly.
Okay. So we have somewhat of an expert. His name is Fred Blair. He also streams PNB meetings and other subcommittee meetings when him and Otis have been doing it for a long time. I could talk to Fred, Carol, and maybe put him in touch with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just wanted to respond to the comment about how WBAI, hacking, it was actually hacking, so you could not mute them. With that level of hacking, there was no muting. So we had to close the meeting and then reschedule another meeting and give all the LSB members that. And then to go to our public comments part, we went back to our original meeting. So it was really tricky. But with the hacking, you cannot mute them.
Okay, so that was with Zoom, right?
Yeah.
So we transitioned to Maestro at KPFK, and we had a pretty successful meeting. Long as always, but it was pretty successful in terms of there was no disruptions or anything like that. So, again, I could ask Fred if I could give you his contact information.
Thank you. Thank you.
And maybe you could have a conversation with him about that.
Yeah. How did you do public comments?
We provided a call-in number with a code. Not the same call-in number. Everybody had their own PIN number. Everybody had their own telephone number to call in. And so that's how we were able to have a successful meeting and move away from Zoom, because Zoom is it's difficult to facilitate a meeting in Zoom. So and people drop off and all of that. So it was better. It was more successful with Maestro.
Okay, this is the timekeeper.
Okay, we're out of time, right?
The request for information.
No, I wanted to inquire as to how much time was supposed to be on this item.
15 minutes.
Okay, no, we're approaching 8 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I should have told you.
The way 5 minutes.
Okay, hold on. I had Nancy requested this back. Dwayne and who else?
And Dwayne.
Who else requested it?
Dwayne.
Nancy Dwayne.
Go ahead.
Yes, at KPFT, our secretary and chair is not posting any telephone numbers, and the chair is canceling meeting. I don't know why that is. And then, so we need. So could you tell Fred to help our or give him my email. We need help, too, to get them going, because that's, you know, not having public comment, locking out the public, and that's against the spirit of the bylaws and also CPB. It violates open meetings. So you have to do it. You have to find a way to do it. That's all.
Okay,
Carol,
Dwayne?
For the stack.
Okay, you have to, Dwayne, Carol. Thanks. Okay, Dwayne.
Well, to answer the gentleman's question about Zoom. Zoom, obviously, is like most, if not any. You get more access and more control when you pay for it. Zoom has a free service, and it's generally limited to 40 minutes per meeting, and then you get interrupted. You have to start over again. You pay for the service. What I have found with us on PNB using Zoom, Zoom has proven to have its shortcomings as well. So there, I haven't seen a perfect system yet. Maestro, obviously, Alex took us away from Maestro because of the frustrations and the issues that we were having with Maestro. Long before the broadband issues of everybody being at home and children particularly, adding to the usages of broadband with, and so all systems are challenged at this point. But I don't believe there is a system that you're not going to have some issues with. As it relates to CPB, as Nancy referred to, CPB has been flexible given this COVID situation. CPB recognized that many entities were not prepared. They have been having, as we had, that is Pacifica and our stations have had in-person meetings, on the local level especially, last 4 years on the national level, but it became problematic to have access to public comment. And so there are waivers, and they are not being as rigid on their rules as long as this COVID is going on and going down, because people are making adjustments. And some entities just don't have the economic ability to accommodate. Some other entities have the ability to accommodate. So that would be my short answer, that if you use Zoom and you're paying for it, $19.95 up, you're going to have more ability to deal with things, and it could be a more seamless. But any system you use where you want to have visual identities, you're using too much broadband with when you start getting past 30, 40, 50 people.
Thank you, Carol, for this, Doc.
Go ahead, Carol. I was just about to call on you.
Thanks. I just wanted to check, is there a policy? Thank you, Duane, for clarifying somewhat about the CPB being looser. So would you interpret that, or would anybody interpret that as what are the requirements for CAB meetings at this point, community advisory boards? I know that there was issues about the CABs not meeting for a long time, some of them, and were wanting to be in compliance, but I'm wondering if it is required for the CABs to be meeting, and how often.
I'll take a stab at that. I do not interpret the CPB rules being that lax, because CPB is reasonable. It knows that CAB can meet. They can accommodate telephonic as well as Zoom or any other way. I do not recall the specific timelines or frequency requirements, but I believe it's expected that a CAB will meet at least every 3 months. And it's very important that those CABs keep records and keep minutes of their meetings and any other activities, because CABs are very critical in the evaluation of stations and Pacifica with respect to CP.
Michael White, point of information.
Go ahead, Michael. State your point.
Just the bylaws, we should note, make absolutely no reference to the community advisory boards. And the community advisory boards under the CPB regulations are set up to be a conduit of public feedback to the boards. And so that's something that should be on our list of things to do.
Okay, anyone else on this item?
James.
Go ahead, James.
I just wanted to say quickly that Duane was correct. The CABs are expected by the CPB to meet once per quarter, four times a year, at a minimum.
Right, and I think it's within the purview of the CAB, the Community Advisory Boards, to be independent of the our current governance structure. And I would definitely, I feel very strongly that they should be independent, and that we shouldn't be trying to micromanage them. I think their role is to have a relationship with the station and the community, maybe with the community first and the station. Okay. Is there any other discussion on this agenda item? How much more time we have, James?
15 seconds.
Okay. So hearing that, Carol, are you...
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. I will talk to Fred. I can't guarantee you anything. And Nancy, I will talk to Fred to talk to you as well, or to talk to your other speed, maybe Duane. To communicate with Fred as well, he knows him. If anything could be resolved, if he has any input. I heard somebody's voice.
Irene, just a comment.
Go ahead, Irene.
Don't forget, Otis is our CPB officer, so you know we might also want to consult with him.
Yeah,
if he's got any updates on this stuff.
Good point. Thank you. Okay. We have exhausted that agenda item and the time. We are on agenda item number 8, the four motions proposed by committee member Ted Weisskopf. Ted, you want to take us to A? 8A? Ted, you're on mute.
I'm off mute. This may relate to the last item we were talking about in terms of document subcommittee. In the job description for the general manager at KPFT, and let me quote it says the duties of the general manager include broadcasting a one-hour monthly report to the listeners with at least half of the time allocated for call-ins. What do we do? I guess we being the National Governance Committee, the National Board, what do we do when general managers are not following this mandate in their job description? Do we have to wait to the end of the year and use it as a part of their evaluation and use it as grounds for their termination? I would hope that there is some less egregious way of addressing this thing.
Okay.
This is Carol going to mention.
Hold on, everyone, one second. So we are time certain almost in 2 minutes. I will entertain a motion to extend. This agenda item was settled for 20 minutes. Can we do the 20 minutes? Are there any objections?
No.
Okay.
I object, Susan.
Who objects? Susan?
Yes.
Okay.
I object, Carol.
Okay, Carol objects. So we'll go to a vote. Now,
this is,
from
this
what
is
I understand,
Beth.
there was 20 minutes allotted to this agenda item. So I'm going to rule that a two-thirds vote is not required because it was we're just affirming the agenda. Eileen, please take the roll.
Okay. Carol?
Aye.
In favor of extending, yes or no?
No.
All right. Duane?
Yeah.
Myself, I'll pass. Beth?
Yes to extend.
Okay. James Sagerton?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Lou Wilkes? We'll come back to you.
I'm sorry, I have to pass on this. I'm sorry.
Pass? Okay. Michael White?
Yes, to extend.
Nancy Sabava?
Yes, to extend.
All right. Susan De Silva?
No.
Ted Weisskopf?
Yes.
William Hairwagon?
Yes.
Lawrence Willis contacted the passes. I'll say yes. Jim?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Lou?
I abstain too. Thank you.
All right. And Chair, do you want to vote?
Yeah, I want to vote. I'm abstain.
Okay. So we've got two no's. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses, and 3 abstentions. So it passes.
Okay,
we will extend for, what did we say, 20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes was on the agenda.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, point of personal information, Carol, I'm leaving the meeting. Thank you all, and good
Duane
luck.
Duane for the stack.
Susan for the stack.
Okay, Duane, then Susan.
Okay, let me address the motion of question. This particular item, which is a local item, which is one of the points I think Carol tried to make in the first place, and short of this committee suggesting to the PNB in a motion to remind or encourage the GM to do such a report. That's the extent of this committee's purview. If the gentleman would understand the protocol of Pacifica, a GM, which we don't have, see, we have an IGM. And it's my personal opinion that since we change them every 3 or 4 months, nobody really want to hear their reports anyway because it's so temporary. But if this was a GM, I would have a different view and probably a bit more urgency about responding to his issues. But since we have our 6th IGM in the last 4 years, I don't really believe it's a germane issue. And also, I would remind the gentleman that the IGM reports directly to the IED, which is his immediate supervisor, and not the governance committee, nor is the PNB.
Thank you, Dwayne. I'm going to make a ruling. I'm going to rule that item A is not in order, and then I'm going to go to Susan DeSilva from KPFA. Susan, you requested this back?
No, I passed because Dwayne said what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you. Ted, so I have ruled item A out of order because of the points that Mr. Lard, the director from KPFT in Houston, made. I encourage you to go to B.
Can I say one more thing about A?
I just ruled it out of order, so it's not in order. You could talk about B. You can motivate B, item 8B.
At all 5 specific stations, the bylaws say that the job of the local station board is to collaborate with the general manager. I can read it. It's G. The local station board should work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners' demographic and communities' geographic served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. In the 19 years that I have been either on the local station board at KPFT or affiliated as the parliamentarian with the Pacifica National Board, I have never heard of any indication of this happening at any station. And it would be great if we knew that it was happening, but it is the crux. There are many reasons why we have problems with Pacifica right now, but one of the foremost ones is that there is no collaboration between the board and management when it comes to programming, as far as I know. And if there are examples of it, it would be good for those stations who don't have it at all to find out what is working. But whether it is or isn't working, we need to spread the word about...
90 seconds.
Okay, I've said enough. You get the gist of what I'm saying.
Michael, hold on, Nancy. I'm going to rule that 8B is in order because it meets the test of the bylaws in regards to that there's a section in the bylaws that says that the LSB has all the right capability on programming, that it meets the mission, the elements and the mission statement. So I'm going to rule that AB is in order. Nancy, you have the floor.
Dwayne Mark to the floor, request to be on stack.
Change
to
the also
on stack.
Okay, so I have Nancy, I have Dwayne, and I have Mr. Nancy, you have the floor.
Michael White.
Yes, okay.
Michael White.
24th, 2013, the PMB mandated a design program, local station program council, and we have not implemented it at KPFT yet, but that thing had passed a long time ago, 7 years ago, and I asked another person who found it and could remember where it was, and so I'll send to everybody. If you want, I mean, for your information, I don't think any of the stations have a programming committee unless WPFW has. But that's all
we,
I want to say.
We do.
Okay. Thank you. Dwayne Lodge, you have the floor.
Okay. Let me take the liberty to point out.
Please mute yourself if you don't have the floor. Thank you. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Let me take the liberty of pointing something out that I was remiss not to point out in my last comment. That individuals, we were on track in the beginning of this agenda with respect to the purview, as I understand it, of the Pacifica National Governance Committee, which is largely to review and make any recommendations as to strengthen or to even delete items on the bylaws that are either no longer applicable or no longer needed or whatever the case may be. But as we are into these items, it appears to be attempting to manage the IGM in this case, which is something Ted has a propensity of doing, and he and I have gone back and forth at the local level. That's just not the purview of the LSB, nor is it the purview of this committee, nor is it the purview of the PNB for that matter. The structure of our foundation is that the IGMs are managed by the ED or the IED. And the only mechanism that he alluded to initially, that would be Ted, was that if in fact there are some things he feels and any other members feel at the local station board, that the IGM, given that this one has only served for 5 months, and a GM was born up previously and served for 15 years, then you can write it up in their annual review and give them some guidance as to expectations. But as it relates to this, Mr. Chair, I'm going to have to respectfully challenge your ruling, as I do not believe, and I believe this is stretching the purview of this committee, and it's just bogging us down in things we ought not even have our hands in.
Okay, thank you, Director Lott. I appreciate your comment. Mr. Sagerton, WBAI.
I guess first have to make a point of order in that your ruling was challenged, so you have to make
Thank you. So, Mr. Lott, I'm a respectfully disagree with you. Because there is a section in the bylaws that state that the LSBs do have oversight to the degree that they do over programming, that it complies with the bylaws and the mission statement. So that's why I made the ruling that B does stand the test of the bylaws. So that's my ruling.
But
Susan, for the staff,
you realize this is not an LSB meeting. This is a
I understand
a
it's not an LSB
meeting of the PNB.
Point of order. Mr. Lark is speaking back and forth. That's out of order.
Thank you. Just to clarify, this committee does have purview, and most members on this committee are pretty good students of the bylaws, and the statement that I made, I stand by it. Mr. Sagerton, if you want to go to a vote, Mr. Law, I'd be more than happy to do that.
I do request we go to a vote since you do have to refer to the fact that members are perfectly aware of our argument. So let's see how it falls.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lloyd. Eileen, will you take a vote on my ruling, please? A yes will withhold my ruling, uphold my ruling, and a no will not. Eileen, can you please do that? Is she still on the call, Eileen? Okay, I'll take the role. Carol Wolfley is no longer on the call.
No, wait. I'm sorry. I was muted and I was typing. So,
okay,
I can do this.
All right.
So the ruling is to uphold chair's ruling. Okay. Carol, I believe she left the meeting. Dwayne Lark?
No.
I'm going to pass. Beth?
Yes.
Uphold. Jim?
Yes.
Lewis Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. Michael White?
Yes, I vote to uphold the chair's ruling.
Okay. 1 second. Okay, yes. Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy, okay, yes. Susan Pesova?
No.
Ted Weisskopf?
Yes.
William Hirwagon?
No.
Let's see. I passed. I'll go with yes. And Chair, how will you vote?
Secretary Pro Temp, I'm abstain.
Okay. All right, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. 1, 2, 3 noes. And 1 abstention. So, the ruling is to uphold the chair's ruling.
Okay, Ted.
The chair's ruling is upheld.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you very much, everyone, for this candid discussion. Ted, how do you want to, what is it that you want to do with B now?
I want to report. I want to report to the national board that we have this concern. I want to say 2 more very quick things about this issue. One is that this matter does not apply specifically to any radio station, any of our 5 radio stations. I think this is a problem that exists throughout the foundation. The second point I want to make is that 50% of the time is supposed to be allocated to call-ins from the listeners. What we're doing by not living up to this.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
Michael, right to the sack?
Yeah, hold on, Michael. I'm going to just
talk to you. I misspoke. I was going back to A. I take that back. This is about collaboration.
This is about what you want to do, right, in terms of if you want to write something up for the committee to review before we and then we have to vote whether to send it to the PMB or not. That's all we're discussing right now.
Okay, may I ask a question? I'd like to know if other stations, if any stations are implementing what appears in Article 7G in our bylaws.
Susan, for the
That's hold on, Susan. That's not germane to the placement and the report that you want to give about B and whether the committee is going to refer it to the PMB. And then I have Michael D. White from WBAI on the stack, and then you, Susan.
Chair.
Okay.
This is James. May I be recognized with a point of order?
I have Michael on the stack, Susan, and then you, James.
It's a point of order. Actually, you had recognized me. You had recognized me earlier, and I chose to point out at that
moment. I did. I'm sorry, James.
Yeah.
Michael, I'm going to go to James because he was on the stack. Then I have you after him. Then I have Susan.
Okay,
it's a very quick point. I just wanted to say that item 2 or B here that's under discussion has the benefit that it's not speaking about any particularly identifiable individual employee, which in my mind was a benefit as compared to some of the other items in this list. And I also want to point out, I'm just going to take advantage of having the floor to point out as the timekeeper that we are now under 3 minutes remaining in this item.
Okay, thank you for that, James. So I'm going to go to, are you done, James?
Yep, thank you.
Michael, if you could take a minute and then Susan could take a minute and then we'll go to a vote and I have a ruling on C. Go ahead, Michael from WBAI.
Yeah. So I think it's correct that this cites a provision of the bylaws that obtains, and so I think the chair's ruling was correct. But then it says, I know of no example of this happening. So that's a personal statement about a particular individual saying they don't know of anything happening. Now, in the case of WBAI, we have a regular report every month from the program director, and we have to the LSB, and we have interactions. And in addition, it tends to be covered also in the general manager's report. Furthermore, you know, we're in the process of doing management evaluation reviews, which we're considering recommendations. Those go to what the LSD will weigh in terms of what the programming policies should be. So then in addition to that, we have a history and we're looking at perhaps reinstituting it of a counsel from the LSB that would interact directly with the program director to manage. So, you know, the statement that we don't know of anything that a particular individual doesn't know of anything that's happening, that can't be representative of our committee, our committee at large. So I really don't think that these generalizations about how the bylaws are being not followed really work here as something that should be passed up to the PNB as a concern.
25 seconds remaining in this item, Mr. Chair.
Yes, I'm going to move that we spend for 5 more minutes to try to complete the agenda. Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none. Susan, you have the floor.
Okay, so I just wanted to answer Ted by saying that at KPFA, again, the GM does come and give a report at least once a quarter, and the public can be there and listen. It's not on the air, as it probably should be, but we also have a programming committee. The programming committee does meet, and I'm not on that committee, so I'm not sure exactly what happens, but I think that they do make recommendations to the management of the station. So I know that Carol Wolfley left because she is on that committee, and so that's all I have to say.
Thank you. I'm going to put myself on the stack. KPFK has not had a report to the listener or a GM report to the listener in quite some time. So this is something that's near and dear to my signal area, and so this is something that I believe that Beth, myself, and Michael Adler, and the other person from KPFK, the other members of KPFK will be looking at as well. Okay, so Ted.
Ted,
hold on, Ted.
And James. James also.
Okay, James. What I'm gonna suggest, Ted, is that you write your motion.
I have.
You have? Okay. So, James, I'm gonna entertain that motion because it's germane to the discussion right now. Go ahead, Ted. What's your motion?
I move that the Pacifica National Board, based on the recommendation of the PNB Governance Committee, remind all GMs to comply with 7.3G if they are not doing so.
So that's you citing the section of the bylaws, right? Can you state that in the motion, please?
I did. 7.3G.
Of the Pacifica bylaws, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll go to a vote on that. Go ahead, James. I'm sorry. James, did you request us back again?
Thank you, Chair. I was going to suggest a rewrite along the lines of what Ted just gave us, and so thank you.
Okay, thank you. Eileen, can you take the roll?
Sure. Let me get there again. 1 second.
Mr. Chair.
Where'd governance go? Here we are.
Whose voice is that just piped up?
Lewis Wolf. I just wonder, could you possibly read 7G to us? I don't have the minutes in front. I mean, the bylaws in front of me.
No, we're not on 7. Oh, that's going to take. We only have a few minutes left, Lou.
Okay.
It'll be in the motion. Ted, can you please forward that to the committee? Okay, Eileen, thank you. Please take the roll.
Okay. Carol's gone, right? Dwayne, what? All right, we'll come back to Dwayne. I'll pass for the moment. Beth?
Pass.
Okay. James? Jim Sederkin?
Yes.
All right. Lou Wolf?
I pass.
All right. Michael White?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sabara?
I'm not sure what we're voting on.
The motion that Ted just read. To recommend that the PNB send a recommendation, that this committee send a recommendation to the PNB to remind all general managers to comply with Section 7.3G of the Pacifica bylaws if they are not already doing so.
It's not really going to do that much.
I can read that.
How did you vote, Nancy?
Chair, this is Nancy. I have found it. Do you want me to read G for everybody?
How long is it?
Very quickly.
Four lines and a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, G is, this is one of our duties, to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purpose of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and community geographic served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming.
Point of inquiry, Michael White.
What's your point of inquiry, Michael?
I think when I was listening to that, the bylaws said that this was a responsibility of the LSP, not the general manager. Is that correct?
Yes.
To provide oversight, yes, James. I mean, Mike.
So that the reason I'm asking that, because the resolution on the floor is directing that the general managers do something, and this was expressed as something that the LSVs should do.
This is Chad for the
staff. Who's that?
Chair, we're in the point of order. We're in the middle of
Chair.
A vote.
Chair, we are over time, and we are in the middle of a vote. Thank you, Twain.
Okay, so we are in the middle of a vote, and that's what's in order right now. Eileen, please continue.
Okay, Nancy, did you want to vote? Okay, I'll come back to you, Susan.
I vote no.
Okay. Ted Weisgall?
Yes.
William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne, are you still here? Do you want to vote?
I vote no.
Here. Okay. I also vote no. Beth?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. And Lou Wolf?
No.
All right. And Nancy, I don't think I got a vote from Nancy.
Nancy, are you
no
still
vote.
On the call? Okay. You haven't taken my vote yet, Eileen.
She is
Chair,
on the call,
James.
But...
I want to change my
vote. James?
I'm trying to change my vote.
Go ahead.
Based on what was just mentioned by Michael Novick, Michael White, I want to change my yes to no.
Okay. And Chair, do you want to vote?
Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Okay. Nancy, left chance? Okay. One, two no's. Four, five, six no's. One yes, four yeses. And I guess the motion fails.
Okay, motion fail. Okay, so before we go, I want to exhaust the agenda. And on 8C, I'm going to rule this motion, this item out of order. Because it mentions the signal area, it mentions a former IED, and I don't want people to surmise, I don't want them to infer who it is because it's an employee of the foundation. So that's my ruling.
I feel from the decision of the chair.
Okay. Go ahead, Ted.
Request for information.
Hold on, Ted. I'm going to go to request for information first. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I need a clarification on this previous vote, and how was it decided?
It didn't pass. It died.
Okay, thank you.
William, for the stack.
Go ahead, William, then I'm going to go to Ted's appeal.
I move to adjourn, and that belongs with the PNB or the LSB, not with the Governance Committee. But I move to adjourn.
Okay, there's been a motion to adjourn. Although there was an appeal requested of my ruling, so I'm going to go to that, then I'm going to go to the motion to adjourn. Ted, state your appeal.
The point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Lott.
No time was extended beyond the time extension, so we're already in violation. And the fact that adjournment does not require any debate, and I believe that you would be in error to go to an appeal, which was not in order in the first place, the adjournment take precedent.
Mr. Lard, you are correct. I stand corrected. And
I
your point is well taken.
The chair.
Ted.
I don't have to do this quickly, but I will. I made it very clear at the beginning of this meeting that I wanted 20 minutes. You said that we would meet in executive session. I took you at your word
matter is not a private matter. It has been publicly understood and known throughout the Pacifica Foundation, throughout this community for over a year. It is not something that should be shoved under the rug because of a procedural excuse. When people have changed votes in the middle of a vote tonight, while people are debating things during a vote, this is highly irregular.
Ted, I'm a address your concern. The motion to go into executive session didn't fail. That's why we did not go into executive session. The motion that's in order right now is the motion from William Hairwagon from WBAI to adjourn. Are there any objections to adjourning?
I move to extend.
You move to extend? Who's that?
I object.
It's too late. Okay. Who just moved to extend, Ted?
Yes.
Ted, that's not in order either right now, because the motion to adjourn, as you know, is one of the highest motions. And it's not debatable.
I would like this to be the first item in our next meeting after procedural matters. In other words, within the first 10 minutes of the meeting.
That's fine. I will grant that as long as the collective wisdom of the committee agrees.
Mr. Chair, I don't think you have the right to grant that. I think that is the purview of the body. So I would wish that you would make commitments on behalf of the committee.
No, I said, Mr. Lott, if the collective wisdom of the committee agrees. That's what I said.
Well, he would perceive that as a commitment from you, and I just don't think that's in order.
Okay. I will take your point as a point well taken. And, Ted, you would just have to bring it up during the agenda approval of the next meeting. Any objections to adjourn? Hearing none, we are adjourned.